Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Eric, I'm going to give you some, DeWitt, I'm going to give you some free advice here, DeWitt. Given your family genealogy, you want to run for office. You're in the wrong state. We have a lot of room here in New York, so Mom and Dad, I'm thinking college over here, kind of get used to it. Okay? Okay, we can help. Internships. Okay. Lieutenant Governor. Why not? Let's get started. Let's get started. So, really, how impressive. Let's give another round of applause to DeWitt. You can say, it's easy to say five times, that's 200 years ago, great, 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 great grandfather stood right here. I mean, this is incredible. So, and of course, the water was poured from Lake Erie into the New York Harbor. But before I get started, I wanted to say, you also heard from Brian Stratton. Brian Stratton has been the steward of the Erie Canal for 14 and a half years. He has lived this. He has breathed this. Brian, I've been wearing the swag you gave me years ago. I mean, he's all about the swag. But his passion runs so deep as this harbor, because he believes in the story and the history, but also in the future. So we are in a far, far better place, positioned for this third century because of your tireless efforts. Let's give another round of applause to our canal director, Brian Stratton. Also, you'll be hearing from John Montague. I got to know John back when I was in lower offices in Buffalo, and he had this vision talking about building this replica of the Seneca chief. He had a lot of people believe in him as well. And this is an extraordinary story, and you would not know this, but I started watching the building of this, was it 2020, all the way through spring of 24, because it's literally 5 minutes from my house. So when I wanted to take a walk or ride my bike, I was always peeking in the windows of the building where it was literally opened up to the public to share in this experience. This was not done in some warehouse somewhere. It was intentionally done on the Erie Canal Harbor, canal side, so the public could share in this experience as well. So to the 200 craftspeople and dedicated volunteers, I tip my hat to all of you as well. You made the magic happen. Let's give a round of applause to John Montague, the Buffalo Maritime Center. We hear from Brian Traziak, executive director, who's going to explain how the water happens. Melissa Parker Leonard, our indigenous historian, is going to help give her perspective, which is really important to us. Thank you for being here, Melissa. And members of my administration, commissioner of and CEO of the and president of CEO of Empire State Development, Hope Knight, has joined us. Ruth Ann Visnoskis has joined us, Homes and Community Renewal. Our Secretary of State, Walter Mosley, head of Lily Fan, the head of our State Liquor Authority, In case you want to have a drink. I don't know, maybe it's... to my friends in government, and also the co-chair of the Erie, of the Bicentennial Celebration Commission, your very first gentleman, my husband, Bill Hochul. So he went to a lot of meetings, brought home a lot of ideas. But you cannot understate the significance of what occurred 200 years ago. It changed the course of history for our nation, not just this city and this state. And to have the opportunity to welcome this replica here is really incredible. And Governor Clinton himself was the captain. I could have been captain, too, just so you know. But my team wouldn't let me take 33 days off my other job. We have other things like government shutdowns I have to deal with. And by the way, speaking of government shutdown, Brian worked really hard to have the West Point band replicating the experience of when it happened 200 years ago, but the government shutdown would not allow that to happen. So maybe 100 years from now, they'll figure out how to keep government open, just an aside. But when you think about, you know, DeWitt mentioned the criticism that DeWitt Clinton had for doing this. I mean, even the president trashed him. Now, I understand what that's all about, too. It kind of goes on today. But President Jefferson called it a little short of madness, which I think was pretty extreme back then. I mean, that sounds pretty mild today. Can you imagine what he did then, talked about on social media today? You'd have to plug your ears. It'd be pretty rough. But then the longest canal in the entire country was only 27 miles. This is 363 miles. I mean, this, how ambitious, how audacious to even dream this. And I always talk about this when I call upon New Yorkers to live this history. This is part of our DNA. And even for a few who live in New Jersey, it's part of your DNA as well. But this is our story. So when people say something is too big or too hard or too daunting, no, you look back and say, but what did we do 200 years ago? We had that spirit. We had that ability to say we can find an answer. And we always did. That's what defines New Yorkers, and I'm so proud of that. Now, you heard a little bit about, I'm not a stranger to the Erie Canal. I traveled over 500 miles, which is why I was able to take a pass from some of this journey, because I went to every town. But I didn't have a lot of fanfare. Bill and I would go through locks sometimes 12, 13-hour days, just the two of us, 32 locks. Tornado warnings, I'm not making this up, hail came down, all kinds of weather. So that's one of the reasons I'm so tough. I can handle that. But going through the canals, when the wind is blowing, if you've been in this, and your job, because your husband is steering, your job is to be on the front of the boat, making sure that I don't get blown over, but that the boat doesn't crash into the walls, and the rope is going. The rope is really slimy, by the way. It's slipping and slipping, and I drop the pole in the water, and we're spinning around. It's like... little PTSD from some of them. But what an adventure. And not only did we do the Erie Canal from Buffalo to Albany, we also did the Champlain, We went to the Cayuga, Oswego, or the Cayuga Seneca Canal. Planned on doing the Oswego Canal. Had some delays this summer, but I'm going to get there. So I will have at some point traveled further than your great-great-grandfather, okay? But I'm not quite there. But this gave rise to companies like M&T Bank. I want to thank M&T Bank that started back then, and KeyBank and American Express and Wells Fargo. And it was not just a driver of economic power, but it was a way that people could get together. I mean, you wonder why in 1848... Seneca Falls became the birthplace of the women's rights movement because people could travel to this remote part of our state because of this connection. So it wasn't just the flow of water and commerce. It was the flow of ideas that found their way to these parts of New York State where others had not been able to travel. So the women's rights movement, the Underground Railroad was served by the canal as well. And it inspired such ideas that still exist today. So today, it brings drinking water, irrigates farmland, hydroelectric power, $7 billion in economic activity every year, tourism. I mean, the bikers along there, Brian, you've done this, the bicyclists, the kayakers, I've kayaked on there, the boaters, and people just want to have a picnic. The little communities along this canal, I think for a long time they were overlooked, but they needed, they're jewels in the rough. And we've invested the money into them over a series of years, and they're just shining now. So I really encourage people to take the journey. Even if you don't have a boat, find a way to some of these charming little places that have, they're so steeped in history. The architecture is still there. The stories are still there. The people are friendly. And so I just want to say, I'm going to continue investing in this. Under my watch, we've had over $140 million invested annually. New York State Power Authority, thank all of our representatives in the Power Authority. Also budgeting an additional $50 million a year the last 2 years for rehabilitation repair. We're going to protect this under our watch. I also want to take this moment to remember some of the impacts the canal had on the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Long before the creation of New York State, the indigenous people were here. They thrived. And many of them lost their lands during the construction of this of the canal. So it's important as we celebrate this milestone, this bicentennial birthday, it's important we don't forget the impact on the communities. And so we're going to be talking about that as well. And in spirit of that remembrance, the Seneca Chief Crew has been planting eastern white pines at stops along the canal. And these are the traditional peace symbols of the Haudenosaunee. And our promise is to honor that past. And I want to thank the crew. The store will today will take the water you gathered along the stops and to nourish the final eastern white pine planting. So there's a lot of symbolism here today, which is important. So again, the Erie Canal is more about than just creating a faster way to get to markets 200 years ago. It's about connecting communities, connecting people, and bringing together New Yorkers and others across hundreds of miles and hundreds of years. So I congratulate everyone who's been part of this story, keeping the story alive, passing it on to the next generation. And I'm really proud to be governor at this moment in history, to stand on the shoulders of another governor who is one of the greatest visionaries our state has ever seen. So with that, we'll continue those ambitions, that boldness, that audacity, because that's how I like to live life. And so there'll be no stopping us as we go forward with an optimistic sense of the future, because that's what they had to have when they came up with this vision over two centuries ago. With that, let me introduce Dr. Montague, the Director Emeritus of the Buffalo Maritime Center. Thank you, everybody, for joining this special occasion today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.